Hopping to three jams, Kansas City's number one for hip-hop and R&B. We got Juneteenth and the Dot Parade going down this weekend. On the phone with me right now, none other than Hazel Davis, chair of the parade committee, and historian Chester Owens on the phone with us. How y'all doing?
We're doing great.
We're doing fine.
Hey, it's going to be a great thing to see. So we got the parade going down. Is that this Friday? Is that correct? No, this Saturday.
No, the parade will be this Saturday at 11 o'clock. We will be on the queue, but first we'll start out on Brown, and it will be from 11 until 12:30. That is our time space that we have. And Mr. Owens will be our grand marshal. So could we just let him talk somewhat about the parade, please?
Yes, please.
Or Juneteenth. Not necessarily the parade, yes. But Juneteenth.
Yes, please break that down for us, Chester. I know a little bit about Juneteenth, but there might be some people out there who's trying to get familiar about it now.
Yes, I'm elated that we are, again, celebrating Juneteenth. It means so much, and it's good that people really know the history behind Juneteenth. Many people know this, is when the freedom of the slaves was announced in Galveston, Texas by General Granger, that slaves were free. And this was months after the Emancipation Proclamation, it had been announced that General Lee had surrendered at Virginia. And it's almost tragic that there were people who had remained in slavery for months, and some in the eastern part of the South for years, and did not know they were free. I'm glad that this is being done. I grew up the first 14 years of my life in a little small town in Arkansas, and 19th of June was the holiday that we celebrated. Next to Christmas was the biggest holiday that African Americans celebrated, and it's hard to imagine what happened, because people would come in off of the large farms as late as the 30s and clear on through half of the 1940s, and it was a day of celebration and rejoicing. So I'm glad and hope that people join in and understand the significance of June 19th.
Yes, I'm glad you spoke on that. I'm originally from Texas, so I definitely learned about Juneteenth early as a kid. And, of course, it's always been big celebrated down there. So it's glad that it's coming up here and being celebrated on a level that it should. So you got to tell me, Hazel, who else will be participating in this parade coming up?
Well, we have our DA, Mr. Dupree, will be in the parade. We do have some elected officials that will be in the parade. We have some people across the water in Missouri that are coming over to join us as well. We have some saddle clubs that will be in the parade. Other things for the kids, they will be handing out ice cream from the Kaleidoscope. That's located on Parallel.
Okay.
So it's going to be really a big celebration. Elevate will be in it. Well, we have a variety of people. We have some dance groups that will be in it. So it's going to really be a big celebration, and we are looking forward to it.
Yeah. If they want more information on this, where can they go to get it?
They can send an email to info@burningcenterkck.org. I would also like to mention our sponsors, Vernon Multipurpose Center, KCK NAACP, and the CBTU of Greater Kansas City.
All right. I appreciate y'all time. Thank you very much. I appreciate y'all putting this on. Juneteenth and a Dot. Don't miss out to the parade on the queue going down Saturday starting at 11 a.m. Y'all have a good day. Stay safe out there. Stay cool.
Okay, you do the same. Thank you, sir.